For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for prosperity and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I want to talk about God's plan this morning. God has a plan for each of our lives. And for starters, that plan is the plan of salvation. Because in this translation, prosperity is the equivalent of salvation in this scripture. And my first scripture came out of chapter 29, verse 11. And I was reading out of the New American Standard Bible. And for reference, all of my scriptures will be coming out of the New American Standard Bible this morning. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, we are reminded that the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not willing that any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. God's plan is for no one to perish. God doesn't want anyone to die and go to hell. God wants everyone to come to repentance. My favorite scripture in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. I want to remind you that you can replace the world and say that God so loved you that he gave his only son. Jesus Christ died for our sins. And Jesus is the way to eternal life. In John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way to the Father. And Jesus is our salvation. Let us pray. Father God, I want to thank you for this podcast. I want to thank you for your plan for our lives. I want to thank you for salvation. Lord, I pray that if there is anyone that is lost that is listening to this podcast, Lord, I pray that they come to the saving knowledge of you before it's too late. And Lord, if there is anyone who has strayed from your straight and narrow path, Lord, I pray that you would bring them back to the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.